Hello, everyone. It's Faith. And before we start this episode of Patient Zero, I have a favor to ask. My cast, crew, and I need you to buy us a coffee, even though we know Theo would prefer it to be tea. Please visit coffee.com/observerpicks to donate $3 or more to get season 2 of Apollyon funded. Your donation, no matter the amount, will help me pay the amazingly talented people who are responsible for making Apollyon the show you love. That's ko-fi/observerpicks. The link is also in the show notes. Thank you so much for your support, and thank you for listening.
As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
Anna Sheridan, missing for nearly 6 months now.
I need you to find me.
The Sheridan Tapes, a serialized horror mystery podcast. Stream the complete series today on Realm and on all podcasting platforms.
Observer Pictures presents Patient Zero. This is Episode 6, Day 9, The Sight.
We have arrived at the coordinates. This area is as much a clearing as you can get in the lower montane region. There's still a significant canopy of trees, but the flora near the ground is less dense. No flowering plants, which is normal. There's a small pond, I'd say roughly 5 meters across. It appears to be rather shallow, but I'd have to... Recorcholis.
What is it?
Es un nido.
Well, it must be good. You're whispering in Spanish.
A nest. There.
Well, those are just bubbles. It could be a small current or...
Oh, it's definitely a nest. Many species of frogs and toads build nests from foam to better protect their eggs. I have to get closer.
You can scan from here. We don't know how deep the water is or what's in it.
Marvin would have pinged anything nearby. I'll be fine.
Dr. Soto, ten cuidado.
Sí, claro.
Pero si no sabes que hay en el agua.
The entire point of fieldwork is to discover what's in the water.
You're not, how do you say, irrompible.
Claro. The pond is shallow along the edges, not even a meter deep. My movements haven't disturbed the nest, but I won't risk getting closer. Dios mío.
What now? Are you all right?
There's a frog. No, a toad here.
You found it? Oh my god.
Definitely mature. Unfamiliar with the species, but its bright color suggests male. Tread lightly.
I am.
The coloring is very unusual. It's a deep orange with no distinct pattern.
Oh my god, it's beautiful. Marvin's pictures didn't know justice.
Marvin's pictures wouldn't do mud justice.
You really hate the ground buds, don't you?
The coloring is... Well, I can't believe I'm saying this, but it is nearly identical to the golden toad. Reina, this could be a golden toad. I keep forgetting you're just a botanist.
Excuse me?
Okay. Golden toads were declared extinct in 1989. We might be looking at a Lazarus creature here.
Holy shit.
Tell me Betty's ready to scan.
Yes, Rodolfo has her powered up.
Okay, I'll grab her. Rodolfo, necesito a Betty.
Okay.
Ow, what the?
Lucas!
This episode featured the voices of Manuel Ravelo as Lucas, Juliana Gutierrez Arango as Reina, Beus Luner as Angeline, and me, Jay Cuevas, as Rodolfo and narrator. Written, directed, and produced by Faith McQuinn. Sound design and mix by Joshua Sui. Casting assistance by Courtney Holly. Theme music by Wild Wonder, provided by Soundstripe Music. For more information, visit apollyon.observerpictures.com. If you enjoyed this episode, please leave a review on Podchaser or Apple Podcasts. And, more importantly, tell a friend.